He grew up on the south side of Houston, but now calls Summerlin, Nevada home. The only sports handicapper in the country to go a documented 14-0 against the spread in the NFL playoffs. With over two decades of experience, he's the go-to sports bettor expert in Houston. He's live from Vegas, but his heart is always in H-Town. The premier wagering consultant in the country. Your favorite sports bettor's favorite sports bettor. This is The Wagering World with 5-Star in Vegas. Presented by MyBookie.ag. America's most trusted sports book.
What's good, Wagering World? It's your boy 5-Star in Vegas, broadcasting live from Summerlin, Nevada. But my heart is always in Houston, Texas. This is The Wagering World, powered by MyBookie.ag. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie. I'm in here with the youngest man to ever manage and operate a casino sportsbook on the Vegas Strip. I call him the boy wonder of sports betting. My brother from another and super producer of this show, Cino Royale.
Wow. What's good, 5-Star? What's up, Wagering World? Feeling a little under the weather, man. I'm trying to shake back, like 5-Star with this week.
Last weekend, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, but hey, but what did I do the 2 weeks prior to that? See, that's the thing. They gonna mention the 0-5. They're not gonna mention the 8-2.
You're right.
For the team before that. They say good guys finish last, you know. No good deed goes unpunished. Man, yeah. I used to think that the person that made those type of sayings up, man, was some bitter old man who had his heart broke. But as I became a man, I realized this actually applies strangely to the energy of life.
Yes,
and especially on winning. Man, last week I started the show thanking everyone on 97.5 and 92.5. And I went 0-5. For the first time in my life, so the jerk is back.
That's all right, 5-Star. Sometimes you got to be an a-hole, and that's by nature, man. You got to ride out with that. Shout out to Trey, by the way.
Yeah, shout out Zero too, man. Last time I saw Zero, he actually kicked it out here with me, him and my dog C Stone. Yeah, man. But let me tell you about my bookie, man. When your money's on the line, you got to do it with a trusted sports book that gives you tools to win, like my bookie. And my bookie doesn't matter if your squad is up or down. You can easily cash out like I do, cause oatmeal always beats no meal. Or you can bet the game live and come out on the winning side. Use my bookie for daily odds boost. Same game parlays and take advantage of huge prize pool contests. To get started, go to mybookie.ag and on your first deposit, don't forget to use my promo code. That's 5-Star. Hey guys, we need you guys to get some of these accounts open with 5-Star. F-I-V-E-S-T-A-R. If you have any issues with getting your deposit down, hey, shoot us a message, man. We might have a way to get with our crypto guy, right, Cino, and put some plays together for you, help you get this account open, man. I heard some people been having a couple issues with deposits and everything, but we really appreciate all of the Wagering World who goes to mybookie.ag and uses the promo code 5-Star. That's F-I-V-E-S-T-A-R. Yeah, man, the jerk is back. I even noticed when I was a single dude, man. Hey, man, the beautiful girls never liked the nice guys, ever. They always like the guys that were like me, a little rude, a little, you know, flamboyant, a little stern. You know what I mean? Had some standards.
For real. Hey, you right about that, too. Growing up, man, being light-skinned, man, especially in the hood and everything, you know. Handsome fella, don't get that twisted. You know, I always knew that God blessed me and all, but don't never confuse that with nothing that's going on around here. We winners. And you got to be a jerk, man. I realize you be a jerk, once you stand on business, everything changing and life changing. Stuff really start to go your way, start to work in your favor when you take care of self and you genuine with it and you take care of everything around you.
Yeah, man, you got to bless yourself before you can bless others. Man, what's my record for the last 3 weeks, though, Cino? Since they talk about what happened this last weekend, what happened to the three prior?
Yeah, the jerk been blessing me. You been hitting over 75% in the last 3 weeks, big bro. I've been playing the plays, too, so I know what's going on. Last 30 days, you've been on fire. Last week, there was something that don't usually happen, and I don't see it happening no time soon.
Hey, man, when you're a professional bettor and you're sharing your trade secrets with the public, it takes a man with a lot of confidence, man, and I don't lack that at all. It's a difference between what the naysayers say and think and what I actually know. No matter how much you're going to give, you're going to always, you know, it's never going to be enough, man. You can give and give. That's the nature of man. But when you're working from a place of knowledge, man, you understand to be a boss, you got to learn how to take a loss. You know, real bosses No, you can't win every day. Just like the sun don't shine every day, man, you need some rain. Without that rain, we wouldn't have any trees, flowers, no beauty, nothing natural. It's just like that rain. These L's have a purpose. That's the reason I always call them an L instead of a loss, because from a boss's perspective, an L is only a lesson. We take an L and we learn from it. We let it fuel us to get back to work and work harder, but we also never let it break us, because we know just like that rain, an L is natural and is always bound to come sooner or later. So for those that can't take an L, skedaddle. The wage world is for winners, and winners take L's like bosses. If you want everything to always go your way, man, sports betting probably is not for you. If you can see the bigger picture, then welcome to the wagering world, man. You always want something for free, sports betting is probably not for you. This is the wagering world, man, and all my people in the wagering world, we're winners. An L is nothing to a stepper but a lesson. Hey, man, we fired up more than ever this week to perform at a high level. We're going to give all the people listening that roll with us, that roll with Five Star and Sino, another winning weekend like we usually do. Hey, man, the proof is in the pudding with our work. Sino, hey, man, that weekend was just an off weekend on college, even though I went 0-5 on college, man, we signed up 6 new guys, you know, 4 new members and 2 of my guys that were grandfathered in from having past memberships. So this week has been a real blessing, man. So shout out to the Wager World. Shout out to the Supreme clientele.
Yeah, shout out to everybody that believe in Five Star and I, my boy Spread, ride with us. We take a lot of our time, man, putting a lot of hard work to give you guys these winners and stuff like that. We just not out here closing our eyes or saying we like teams and bet with our heart. There's always a reason. But Five Star, everything come with a lesson, like you said, man. And let's continue to give the Raging World what they want.
And what they want is winners. So let's run through these lessons real quickly. You know, we're transparent with everything we do on this show. Man, I said I couldn't trust James Franklin and Drew Aller. I named every reason I shouldn't take Penn State, and I took them anyway like a fool. So, you know, once again, great teaching lesson. In sports betting, always follow your first mind. The minute you start second guessing, you're dead. And not only did I second guess myself, I did something else that I pride myself on never doing, and I took the number over the football. My success from betting has always been based on my football acumen, my football knowledge, my ability to read X's and O's and kind of call with these coaches and quarterbacks about I bet matchups, you know, all day over numbers. So this one, you know, it really stings a little bit because it's an L that I knew better. I should have stuck to my system. I should have kept it simple, stupid. I got a little bit too cute with thinking that the Big Ten didn't want Michigan to win. Michigan came to play. They came and played for Jim Harbaugh. But I'm not going to lie, the more and more we're getting closer to this Ohio State matchup, I'm starting to think I like Ryan Day and that Ohio State defense. All right, then we went to South Carolina at the fake Death Valley and got caught slipping with Georgia Tech. Sino wasn't slipping. He was all over Clemson, man. Hey, I don't know what I was thinking on that one, but that's the bad thing about giving out these numbers earlier in the week. Man, you start seeing the market, seeing this movement, and then you start questioning, hey, did I really want that side? Terrible game by Haynes King. He throws 4 interceptions. Clemson's defense looks like it's back. Georgia Tech started pretty fast in the first quarter, but a massive second quarter by the Clemson defense, and they take a 21-7 lead in the half. Sino was all over. Sino, why did you like Clemson so much in this game?
Well, Five Star, you know me, I'm a numbers guy. I seen the market shift a little bit. And the way Clemson's been playing, it's no way they should have been like giving up 2 touchdowns to nobody. So I'm like, oh, I definitely have to roll with them on this one. I even was trying to be safe. I teased them down a little bit, to be honest. But I really didn't need the points. They came through and did what they had to do.
You rarely need the points when you tease. That's why I rarely do teases. But that's a perfect, you know, example of what we always talk about the market. And if you bet these games early in the week, it's really not smart, man. Most of my consultations that I send out and the games that I tell my guys to look towards, we usually do it right before tip, right before kickoff, man. You got to wait till the last second to see exactly how the market is so that you can get the right number. And then I wrote the trends, man. USC is went over in his last 11 games. In this game, they decided to go under. But once again, a market thing. It was, you know, bad beat, bad break, bad handicap. It was none of those three. It was just a market change. And it ended up that my biggest wager on that game by Saturday night was USC plus the points, because the market showed us that plus 16.5 was the play. Both the teams didn't play as high powered as they used to do. I guess the cold November weather was affecting them, and also both defenses played a little bit better. USC's for sure. So unfortunately, we were on the wrong side of that. But I cannot be mad when USC is 12-1 to the over in the last 13 games, and the one they lost was the one that we just picked. Lastly, my Arizona guys, man, I had to ride with Jed Fish. Why would I not? He's been getting us paid on here. But if you listen to my breakdown last week, I told you guys the sharp play was Colorado, and that most of the sharp money would be on Colorado. I did not know how they were going to block them. Great job by Coach Prime putting Pat Shurmur, old head coach in the NFL, old-minded coach, with a little bit of new things and new wrinkles that he throws in. He did a great job of allowing the offensive lineman for Colorado to move forward. They ran the ball, and that made things a lot easier for Shedeur Sanders. Instead of when Coach Lewis was running that offense, he was dropping back on every play. They were pretty much running the run and shoot, man, and their linemen were not cut out to protect like that. Every offensive line, even a bad one, would rather go forward and block. And when they get a couple pancakes, get their juices going, they do a lot better, excuse me, with the passing game. Once again, great job by Pat Shurmur, great job by Coach Prime. And watch those guys this week, man, against Washington State. The numbers is really saying it's going to be a lot of money on Colorado, but Colorado needs a win. They have big money waiting out there for them. A lot of bowls want them. They have to get to the number. So do not be surprised if Colorado gets Wazoo money line this week. All right, things weren't nearly as rotten for us on Sunday, man. 5-63 Shelby Cobra, and let's take a lap through the pass, you know.
All right, 5-star, let's do it. And let's start out in Duval. Man, we had the Jags hosting the Niners. Oh, man. What you seen in this one, bro?
Complete dominance. Do you remember the first thing that I asked Spread when we were talking about this game? Was my guy Trent Williams playing? He didn't know at the time. Shout out to homie from Cleveland Mall. He tweeted me right before the game. He said, hey, Trent Williams is playing. We already were locked in a little bit, but I gave you guys a warning. Trent equals wins when he comes out there with that boom box leading the line, and then Debo was back. You knew that you was going to see a good performance from the Niners, especially if winning performance after losing multiple games in a row. They dominate Jacksonville to show why they were number one in my power range for so long, so, you know.
All right, you know I like the Detroit Lions. You know how I feel about them. Shout out 42 Doug. They played a classic game on La La Land against the Chargers. What you seen in this one? I know you seen my Lions step up.
Hey, they got a hell of an offensive coordinator, Ben Johnson, man. Guys for the Lions are always running wide open. Justin Herbert, great job. Fought back. He can't overcome Brandon Staley, though, man. We got the push on this game. The over was the easiest play on it. Track meet on the carpet. We thought that the Chargers defense had turned the corner. I guess not. So, hey, Texas A&M said they're going to fire a bigger contract at Dan Campbell than he gets with the Detroit Lions. Let's see if they can get him to come home. I know one thing. Campbell does a great job of being a CEO and hiring some great assistants. He's great, getting a great play calls from his offensive and defensive coordinators. Great job by the Lions.
5-star. CJ Stroud and the Texans marched down there in Cincinnati and really beat the Bengals. Explain what you seen in this one. How could the Texans beat a hot Cincinnati team in Cincinnati?
Two letters, CJ. CJ Stroud is a bad man. He's elevated to being a top five player in this league already as a rookie. Look at what all of the other guys who are contending for the MVP trophy in the league have around them, and look at what he has around him. Not trying to knock the personnel for the offense for the Texans, but let's just be real. Look what Kansas City has. Look what the Eagles have. Look what Miami has. All the other guys who are in the running. Baltimore, hey, this kid is doing so much with a little. And he also has a first-year head coach and a first-year offensive coordinator. This game was all about CJ Stroud, his leadership. What an impressive young man he is, man. He continues to impress me more and more each week. And I've been looking at the Texans' schedule. The Texans have a chance of going 13-4. They've taken down Burrow. They've taken down Lawrence. They really played against Lamar really tough. It was just the first week of the season. I like to see that game again now. with C.J. Stroud more games under his belt. Hey, but the Texans are a real contender this season to go deep in the playoffs.
Hey, man, I see so many New York Jets jerseys down here in Vegas. I really thought they was going to win the game, or they would ride if they didn't. Zach Wilson, he got to go. You was on the right side with that under five star. They could never score. They could never get in the box. What you seen in this one?
Hey, I was on the Raiders and the under. We cashed the under here, but we cashed the Raiders with the supreme clientele. Antonio Pierce is a smart guy. Great job by the owner hiring him. What he's done is he's realize that this is a defensive team now. You got their best player on the team is Max Crosby, and they're focusing on defense, and their other best player on the team is Josh Jacobs. They're running the ball. Now, we know they have one of the best receivers in football, Devonta Adams, but he doesn't have a quarterback, so they're focusing on their other two best players, and it's became a defensive team that runs the ball, controls the clock. Great job. The Raiders continue to get better. They're a sleeper, man. Watch them. They're going to upset some people this coming winter. All right, let's pay some bills. After the break, we land where our feet are currently at and talk about the present week 12 college football. Hey, only one more week of regular season college football left. The season's basically over. Most of the conference championships have been decided. We won three straight weeks before this past debacle. We were 9-2-1 the previous. Hey, but it's okay. We went 0-5 last week, but guess what I did? I burnt up all those clothes waging world and that we were wearing on Saturday, man. Now it's our money day. It's a new Saturday. It's new money. One bad weekend. Don't stop the money train. The big payback awaits us. Stay locked in right here on the Waging World. Take us out, Cino. Mister, you instant path my mind. What ride did you take, man? Got me by the loose of my pants. Got me on the curl in the traffic path me by. No questions, I said nothing. Looking for the mutant to be bucking the law. Nah, man. Hello, Waging World. I'm personal injury attorney Rodney Jones. Sports betting is all about the numbers, and the odds are 7 out of 10 that you could be part of a major accident. Don't gamble on your attorney. Back the city's favorite, Rodney Jones Law Group. If you're in a wreck, call us today, 832-37-RJ-LAW. Again, that's 832-37-RJ-LAW. Rodney Jones Law Group. The only sure thing is we win.
You're listening to The Wagering World with Five Star in Vegas. Presented by MyBookie.ag, America's most trusted sports book.
Welcome back to The Wagering World. It's your boy Five Star in Vegas, as always. Live from my studio on the rooftop, beautiful Summit, Nevada. Golf courses, a couple clouds today. We'll do it all. It's still a beautiful day. Winter's coming. That's actually my daughter's middle name. I hope she's cold as winter on that tennis court,
you know. You and me both, Five Star. Hoping both our daughters, you know, bring that gold home someday.
Yes, indeed.
What we got for them on the second segment?
A whole bunch of money, man. That's the youngest man to ever manage and operate a billion-dollar sports book on the Las Vegas Strip. You know me, I'm Five Star in Vegas. This is The Waging World, and don't you ever get it twisted. It's always us versus the machine. And, man, I want to talk a little Houston sports with you, Cino. You know, H-Town probably has the best young talent in the NFL and NBA combined. I can't think of another city right now even close to the talent that we got with the Texans and the Rockets right now.
Yeah, really, same here. Houston, they really, really balling, man. It's the city of the H. They holding it down. I'm loving what I'm seeing in the NBA, especially from Jalen Green. You know, Jabari Smith Jr., all this young talent, what they doing over there. And of course, Mr. C.J. Stroud himself. He's about to put the city on the map, man. And if he stays healthy, I really see a championship coming here.
Definitely. Yeah, C.J. Stroud's impressive, man. All of these kids in both organizations that we're speaking about with the Rockets and the Texans are very impressive. And they're all talented, but the most impressive thing with them is maturity. You see Jabari Smith, complete professional. You know, Cam Whitmore, when I hear him speak, you see this kid with these braids, you think he's this young, you know, probably wired up dude. And he plays like that on the basketball court, but, man, really well-spoken. You can tell he was raised right. You know, you got Tank. He says all the right stuff. Tank Dell, absolutely incredible. Receive another one. Turn up kid on the field, but off the field. Just well-spoken, good kid. C.J. Stroud. Jalen Green's coming on with me. At first, I thought he was tripping. You know, he got the little fingernails painted. And and all that stuff. He'll look extra sometimes. I thought he was more worried about his brand, but the best thing that happened to him was, you know, KPJ's unfortunate incident, you know, because that kind of was like someone he was running around with, him and KJ Martin, and, you know, they were still being kids. When they got rid of those two, however means that it went about, whether it was by trade or by their own doing, Fred Van Fleet became Jalen's, you know, backcourt, you know, buddy. And, hey, man, right from the door, Van Fleet has held Jalen to a whole new standard. Immediately after getting picked up, Jalen went out to L.A., trained with him really hard. And, man, everyone that knows me and follows me on that page know when that deal went down initially, I love you, Doc. He was my dream coach for them to get everything that he's supposed to be doing that I knew he could do, he's doing right now, teaching these guys defense, how to play hard, teaching them to be disciplined and to be professionals. And then you got Fred Van Fleet, who I thought would be a great addition. I got a little antsy the first three games, and they went 0-3. Was calling for Harden, man. I was dead wrong. Harden would have been exactly the wrong thing for this team, and I felt that way in the summer. And I was reminded of that these last six games as the Rockets have played up to their potential. Now, as I said, mature kids. What can we say about Alper Sengun? The biggest worry I had about him, I was talking about, we needed Brooks Lopez before the season began, because I didn't think Alper was going to play defense. But that was all I'm starting to realize now because of poor coaching from Steven Silas. Now we have a true professional. He's getting the best out of these guys. And, man, Sengun has grown a couple inches, and he's really engaged on the defensive side. He is baby Joker. They can build around him. He sets up everything. Even though we don't have a true point guard, the offense runs beautifully still with team sharing. And how big is the pickup of Jeff Green? Jeff Green, a long time, one of my favorite guys. I'm a big Georgetown basketball guy, and he was one of my favorites to come through wearing the gray and blue, you know, in D.C. for the Hoyas. And now my son, all these years later, likes him because of the great play. Hey, he's been playing down the stretch, and actually coach has been having Jabari on the bench. So great mix of veterans and youth, and they're learning from the right people. But the kids' maturity is what stick out to me about the Rockets and the Texans. I can't say enough for C.J. Stroud. Just yesterday, they asked him in the press about the MVP stuff, you know, and he said, they'll love you today and they'll hate you tomorrow. Hey, man, that's wisdom beyond his years. And that's how I feel kind of right now with what happened last week and some of the comments I saw. But all it does is motivate me to help all the good people continue to win. Usually I run through the most popular college games, bro, but nah, we through with that. It's no more fun. It's no just letting you know about the games that, you know, are the popular ones. No, Now we're going to go to the ones that I really bet. We're going to take advantage of some spots here. This week I'm going 4-0, so I'm giving out the games I like most instead of the ones that the public shows the most interest. You know, hey, throw me the keys to the 2023 Mercedes V-Class. Yep, we're going to need a bus. We're going to need a bus for all the people riding with us this week, man. Let's dip to the prison.
All right, five-star, let's do it. You fell to a still exceptional 16-9-1 in your last 26 college football plays for the show.
That's right.
And I know how you do. You about to go off. Then it poked the bath. The big grizzly has now entered the room.
Well, my great-grandpa, rest in peace, Johnny Lindsay, he was famous, what should I say, infamous for being so mean, so you know that he fought a bear. And when his homies tried to help me, holler to him, don't help me, help the bear.
Hey, well, guess what? The bear won't need help this time. It's going to be the books that needs help.
Yes,
somebody's
indeed
in trouble, trouble.
Trouble, trouble. Hey, man, rest in peace, Bernie Mac. All right, man. You know what we do, man. It's time to turn it up a little bit. It's time for an upturn in the market, man. We've been on the bear market. It's time to get this bull market back running. So, you know, what we starting out at?
All right, five-star, let's head out to Happy Valley with Rutgers Saturday morning. Penn State, they laying 19. Whew. That's a lot of points for offense that's struggling right now. What you think about that?
I think that last week, Wimsett, the quarterback for Rutgers, was terrible. They get shut out by Iowa 22-0. They face an even stiffer defense in Penn State, and an angry Penn State defense after not too much of a showing last week against Michigan, man. I don't like anything that I saw last week from James Franklin, but what he can do is beat Rutgers. They've beaten Rutgers the last three times. Last year, 55-10 in Piscataway. I love to say that. Well, James Franklin, I think that he gets the team right this week. I think that all the questions and all of the stress that he's getting from the local reporters about the struggling offense, he's going to remedy it this week. And how he's going to do it, he's fired the offensive coordinator. He let go of Mike Yurchich. I think he's going to be more calling the plays, but he's saying that the tight end and running back coach, we know that James Franklin comes from a play calling background. I think we see some deep shots, and I think that James Franklin tries to impress the alumni this week. So give me Penn State minus 19. He's on the hot seat. He needs a great performance. I don't like what I'm seeing out of that Rutgers offense. Once again, we're going with the Nittany Lions minus 19. Hey, ring the alarm.
Ring the alarm.
All right, next we have Coastal Carolina. They're traveling to West Point. Coastal minus 4 at Army. What's your mind on this one? Where your head at?
I think that Coastal Carolina's 8-2 against the spread in the last 10. As you know, good teams win, great teams cover. Tim Beck, he came over from North Carolina State, done a great job of continuing with Jamie Chadwell, already had going with the Chanticleers. Chadwell has actually went to Liberty and still been successful. I don't think they've lost all season, but Coastal Carolina's been a covering machine. Not so much with Army next week. That's the big game for them. So I think the Coastal Carolina comes and gets it done. So give me Coastal Carolina minus 4. Ring the bell.
Whew. 5-star Cincinnati won you a big bet last week down there in Houston. The Bearcats, they traveling to coal miner town. West Virginia minus 6.5. What you got, 5-star?
This is a little tricky game right here. Cincinnati's coming off a game against Houston where it has to feel good about itself, upsetting the Cougs. And then you got West Virginia who got blew out. So everything will say, going back to Morgantown at home, we're going to ride West Virginia. It's just a real funny number to me. I got to take Cincinnati when I'm getting over a touchdown against a really up-and-down West Virginia team that struggles to throw the ball. I think Emory Jones and the Bearcats have a good showing and know that they're not going to a bowl game. So I think that they're going to be motivated to end the season well. Scott Satterfield, our coach, actually spoke about that. So we're going to go with the Bearcats. That's Cincinnati plus 6.5 on the road. Ring the alarm.
Ring the alarm.
All right. And next 5-star, we had a Wolfpack from North Carolina State. They're heading down to Blacksburg to take on the Hokies. Virginia Tech, they lane minus 3. Where you head at on this one?
My head is with Virginia Tech on this one, man. I think that the Hokies have a really strong home field advantage in Blacksburg. Hey, the quarterback for North Carolina State is a little ups and down. He's had a really bad experience playing at Virginia Tech before he was a Virginia quarterback, talking about Brennan Armstrong. I think that he has some turnovers. I think that opportunistic Virginia Tech defense takes advantage of him. And, hey, they've been getting some really good quarterback play from Kyron Drones, who transferred from Baylor to Virginia Tech. So we're going with the Hokies at home, minus 3, ring the bell. All right, we're up against the break, and we'll come back to part 3. Segment 3, excuse me. We're going to look toward the future and give you guys some great things to invest in. Hey, don't miss the money. Stay tuned. Send us out, Sino.
I'm spitting game like Warren Buffett. Yeah, I just dropped some, but got another one in the oven. I got certain whips for the summer. I turn renegades to full gold. That should tell you something. By 21, I had 3 Beamers.
Are you sick and tired of living from paycheck to paycheck? Looking to take control of your financial future? Whether you're a full-time entrepreneur or someone looking to add passive income, Laptop Lifestyle Global is the ultimate guide to embarking on the lucrative path of affiliate marketing. Laptop Lifestyle Global will connect you with a group of experienced, successful entrepreneurs that created an innovative but simple system that unlocks the secrets of affiliate marketing by eliminating the complex technicalities of expensive ads, time-consuming blogs, and annoying social media campaigns. Our group of experts will guide you through every step of the way on your road to passive income and financial freedom, ensuring your success in the online business realm. Entrepreneurs are on standby right now. Visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. That's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. And for a limited time, all ESPN 97.5 listeners receive a priority discount for joining. Just visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Again, that's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Get on the road to financial freedom now.
You're listening to The Wagering World with 5-Star in Vegas. Presented by MyBookie.ag, America's most trusted sportsbook.
All right, we're back in The Wagering World. It's your boy 5-Star in Vegas. And here with my guy, the Spider Monkey Dad, Cino Royale. AC, no Harrison Kingston. I haven't seen Harrison Kingston in a couple weeks, man. What's up with that?
Man, actually, I've been letting my daughter spend a little bit more time with him. You know, they're getting older. And I want him to be kind of used to her. Yeah. We actually look at that new spot, man, after getting the floors done, man.
Another one,
for these monkeys, man. Bigger cage, bigger area from the play-in. Shout out to Kingston and Harrison. I definitely take him over next week, have him causing some trouble up in here, climbing on your trees in the backyard.
Yeah, man, they like the palm trees. They like getting a little tropical. I'm sure that's where they're from, a real warm environment. Hey, man, you know where it's warm at? It's warm over here in Summerlin, Nevada, man. But our heart is always in Houston, Texas. And as always, it's us versus the machine. Hey, guys, when real money's on the line, you have to do it with a trusted sports book. You know about my guys over there at MyBookie, man. It doesn't matter if your team's up or down. You can cash out during the game, or, man, you can fire away the live bet so you can get on the right side, on the winning side. Use MyBookie for daily odds, boost same game parlays, and take advantage of huge prize pool contests. Every single sack, fumble, and touchdown's another chance to hit a payday. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag. On your first deposit, use my promo code. That's 5STAR, FIVESTAR. Once again, that's one word. Spell it out, 5STAR, FIVESTAR. And remember, hey, we're going to deposit match up to $1,000. That means whatever you deposit, we match it dollar for dollar. Just remember, use my promo code, 5STAR, FIVESTAR. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with mybookie.ag. Hey, Sino, man, there's a lot of news going on in college football, a lot of realignment that's going to be happening in the coming years. We got Texas and Oklahoma going to the SEC. We got Washington, Colorado. Washington's actually going to the Big Ten, and Colorado is going to the Big 12. There's so much movement. It's crazy right now. I think UCLA is also going to the Big Ten, but we had a big ruling come down this week. It seems that the other eight schools, the eight schools that left, they only left two schools. That was Oregon State and Washington State. Those two longtime Pac-12 programs decided that they were going to ride it out. And, man, it's benefited them both because now those two schools are in complete control of the conference. They had a ruling by the judge that said that the eight other members, when they left, that they left their ability to sit on the board and make rulings. So now, what I'm hearing is that Oregon State and Washington State are working on a plan to keep the Pac-12 afloat as a two-team conference, and they have up to 2 years is what they're asking in the agreement, and they would be working with the Mountain West Conference. So those two Northwest schools are trying to fill up their sports schedules, and people of knowledge are saying that they're looking for a long-term deal that might change some things for the Mountain West, as Oregon State and Washington State, along with the Mountain West, might think about taking over the Pac-12. Crazy, crazy times in college football. The players are getting paid. You got Texas in the SEC. Whoever thought we'd have a West Coast team in the Big Ten?
To be honest, 5STAR, in all my years of sports that I've been watching and, participating and taking people action, I never thought I'd see that happen. And in 2024, they said it's going to be the first season with 18 teams and no divisional format. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. And they're going to add on to the playoffs, too. I think it goes to 12 teams next season. It's just all about money, more TV revenue. But I would have never thought that as successful as the Pac-12 has been during my lifetime, that it would end up with Washington State and Oregon State have full control over all the millions of dollars and the assets that the Pac-12 holds. And it's all because those other teams were impatient. They saw better deals. They got out of the Pac-12 business, and it ended up that this season, how things would have that the Pac-12 had one of its best seasons in its existence with all those great quarterbacks and all those great primetime games we saw. And we still have see Washington now. They got a tough one going to Corvallis to face Jonathan Smith and your boy DJ Uiagalelei. But I think the backup's been playing more, the young guy. Fenner's been playing the quarterback for the more. No, that's the running back, but another guy's been playing. I can't remember the kid's name, number zero. But, yeah, that's a tough game. If Washington can get through that one and get through the Pac-12 championship, they'll most likely be in the playoffs as the last Pac-12 team until we see what Oregon State, Washington State, and the Mountain West do. All right, so, we haven't done the Who Got the Props segment in a long time, bro.
Yeah, five starring is a must, man. Usually in this segment, we give out the best prop plays for the season, best prop plays for the following week, best prop plays for this weekend. So, five star, what you got right here, man? Get the people your best prop plays.
Yeah, man. I'm not really a prop player, but as I told you before on the show, hey, man, a lot of people are successful with, especially in the Louisiana and New Jersey markets. I've seen some big wins on the props. I know a lot of the listeners in the wagering world like props. I had the worst luck with them. Just like a couple nights ago, I gave out on the bench Mark Andrews over 4.5 receptions and over 57.5 yards, as well as a touchdown. He was on route to do all that in the first drive, end up getting injured maybe for the season. With a terrible ankle injury. So I've stayed away from props in the past, but we're going to give the people some props this week. All right, we're going to start down in College Park, Maryland. We got Taulia Tagovailoa. I call him Lil Tua. Lil Tua be facing Michigan, as I said, the number one defense against the pass. The prop for Tagovailoa is really low. They got his passing yards at 193 yards. Hey, man, I think that he could jump there, if not for anything, just trying to keep up with Michigan. This is going to be a game that's like a national championship to Maryland. They've lost a couple of games, but they did play Michigan pretty tough last year. And last year, Tagovailoa threw for 207 yards. He's been averaging 267 yards per contest. They're a pass-first team. Hey, man, I know Michigan has a really stout defense against the pass, but I got to think that Tagovailoa can go over 193 yards, so lock that one in. All
right, five-star. Your boys, man, the Arizona Wildcats. They have Utah coming to Tucson. Utah, they dominated this matchup. What advantages you see?
I see some advantages for another difficult name to pronounce. Tatario McMillan, man. I've been on McMillan all season. I think he's going to be one of the best receivers to come out in the 2025 draft. He's only at 70.5 yards. We got to go over 70.5 yards. I think that Arizona's a really good offense, very versatile. They run the ball well, a lot of good receivers, but the number one option for North Fafita is this guy McMillan. McMillan's been his number one option since high school. They've been playing together for a long time. The last three games, he sailed over 70 yards. He's averaged about 85 yards per contest, and he went off for 138 yards against USC. This is a big game. Utah has really, as you said, dominated this matchup, so I expect the best out of Tatario McMillan. Let's go with him over 70.5 yards receiving.
All right, we're going to La La Land again. We have USC, man, versus UCLA. Both these teams, they underachieved this season. It's Caleb Williams' last college game?
I think it very much will be. You know, hey, we know he's not planning a bowl game. He's that type of dude. Caleb Williams loves him some Caleb Williams. So, hey, he hasn't looked good the last couple of weeks. His stock is a little down. Don't get me wrong, he's still going to be the number one quarterback taken off the board in the draft. But he has been having the naysayers look a little bit, justified with their apprehension about him. I think Caleb Williams has a big game. This is a meaningless game to the country, except for in Los Angeles. This is the battle for L.A., UCLA, USC. I expect a huge performance. The books are have a tricky number out there. They got over 1.5 touchdowns that are heavy juiced minus 190, but it's worth willing to pay that one. Give me Caleb Williams over 1.5 touchdowns at minus 190, and I also like him to go over 290 yards. No way he ends his career without going over 300 yards passing. The last game most likely for Caleb Williams in the scarlet and gold. I expect him to try to go off, so we'll be all over Caleb Williams. Once again, over minus 1.5 touchdowns, over 290 yards passing. All right, Cino, time for the final segment, the people segment. After the break, we're joined by the only Sacramento Kings fan that I know. We got my boy Spreader standing there. He continues to stay hot on the ball and parlay. We give you three plays to bet straight and parlay. Stay tuned for the winners. Hey, send us out, Cino.
I'm here to tell you, you could be as big as them or even bigger than. Just cut out the middle, man. It take hearts, it take smarts, it take a boss to learn from taking the loss. It takes heart, it takes smarts, it take a boss to learn from taking the loss. It takes heart, it takes smarts, it take a boss to learn from taking the loss. I keep them stashed around the...
Are you sick and tired of living from paycheck to paycheck? Looking to take control of your financial future? Whether you're a full-time entrepreneur or someone looking to add passive income, Laptop Lifestyle Global is the ultimate guide to embarking on the lucrative path of affiliate marketing. Laptop Lifestyle Global will connect you with a group of experienced, successful entrepreneurs that created an innovative but simple system that unlocks the secrets of affiliate marketing by eliminating the complex technicalities of expensive ads, time-consuming blogs, and annoying social media campaigns. Our group of experts will guide you through every step of the way on your road to passive income and financial freedom, ensuring your success in the online business realm. Entrepreneurs are on standby right now. Visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. That's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. And for a limited time, all ESPN 97.5 listeners receive a priority discount for joining. Just visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Again, that's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Get on the road to financial freedom now.
Betting on sports can be thrilling, but what happens when you're injured? Don't let your personal injury sideline your winnings. At the Rodney Jones Law Group, we're here to protect your rights and secure your compensation. Our team of experienced attorneys will tackle your case head on so you can focus on your comeback. Touchdown! Don't gamble with your future. Call the Rodney Jones Law Group today at 832-37-RJ-LAW. Again, that's 832-37-RJ-LAW. The Rodney Jones Law Group is on your side. The only sure thing is we win.
You're listening to The Wagering World with Five Star in Vegas. Presented by MyBookie.ag, America's most trusted sports book.
And we're back in The Wagering World. It's your boy Five Star in Vegas. A little bit of gray this morning out. You know, it's November, late November, but still the sun fought its way through. So we still got red mountain sun, even with the gray clouds. Still a beautiful, picturesque evening in beautiful Summerlin, Nevada. But my heart is always with you listeners in Houston, Texas. Hey, when your money's on the line, do it with the trusted sports book that gives you tools to win, like MyBookie. At MyBookie, it doesn't matter if your team is up or down, you can easily cash out. You guys know my saying, it's been the same one all season. I hope you're using it. Oatmeal always beats no meal. Hey man, put that money up, or if you're on the wrong side, bet the game live. Try to come out on top. Use my bookie for daily odds boosts. Same game parlays, and take advantage of huge prize pool contests. Every single sack, fumble, and touchdown is another chance to hit a payday. Hey, man, to get started, go to mybookie.ag, and on your first deposit, use my promo code 5STAR. That's one word, F-I-V-E-S-T-A-R. That's 5STAR, F-I-V-E-S-T-A-R. And don't forget to try the MyBookie money bag. Hey, man, you can grab a potential Super Bowl front runner at long, crazy odds. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.ag. Up in here always with the youngest man ever run a casino sports book on the Las Vegas Strip. My brother from another, the boy wonder of sports betting himself, Cino Royale.
Wow, what's up, Five Star? They know who we got.
And as always, on the final segment, you know the OG's in here. You know what I'm saying? He's been with the Wager World since the jump. My dog, the only Sacramento Kings fan that I know. Hey, man, your ghost pepper hot. Let's spread. What up, man?
What's up, Five Star? And, of course, we're going to break down our four games that we usually do. But before we do, I need to get your thoughts on the talk of the NFL world this week. The Buffalo Bills fall to the Denver Broncos at home. They were 7.5 points favorites. They can't even win straight up, Five Star. In result, Sean McDermott fires head coach Ken Dorsey. Josh Allen, one of the most polarizing players in the league when we talk about his future. What are your thoughts on the Buffalo Bills in this coaching move?
Hey, man, they got to do something. Like we were talking about before we went on air, McDermott's running out of people to blame, man. We've seen this in the past. It's few defensive coaches who've had success in the NFL when they have a team that's offensive driven, man. And if you look at it, Mike Tomlin's the only one that really has done it. But if you know about Tomlin's past, he actually played wide receiver in college. So he knows a little bit about both sides of the ball. So he's not the guy like everyone else, like most of these guys, where they're just defensive coaches, man. But hey, we'll see. I think that Josh Allen is going through it since Daboll's gone. They're going to have to find someone to rein in the wild boy.
All right, let's dive into this week's game. You mentioned Mike Tomlin. Let's go right into his matchup. Division matchup, the Pittsburgh Steelers take on the Cleveland Browns, who will be without quarterback Deshaun Watson for the rest of the year. I know the Browns fan base is going to be kicking themselves, maybe not necessarily over the trade, but definitely over that contract for years. Regardless, they're moving forward with rookie Dorian Thomas-Robinson.
I was surprised that the coach didn't go with P.J. Walker. I guess too many turnovers. I guess this is the future starts now. Or maybe Stefanski feels like, you know, that the Steelers don't have a lot of tape on the kid. And, you know, with the way that the Steelers pass rush, that maybe that he can break a couple plays, you know, off script, because we know that he's a very talented kid. He's right here out of Las Vegas, DTR. But, man, I got to be square on this one, man. I just can't see myself going against the Steelers. And as you know, spread, I had that plus 450 ticket for Pittsburgh to win the AFC North. So I need the Steelers here. And also my football mindset is go with the Steelers. So we rolling with Mike Tomlin, man. There's no way they're going to let a rookie quarterback beat them.
All right. Also worth noting, lowest total I've seen in a long, long time. That total sitting there at 33. Let's go to the Sunday
night. We're going over. We're going over on that one, then, spread. 33? No way.
Yeah, it's crazy, huh? I mean, barring like a complete snowstorm. All right.
Correct.
The next game I want to talk about is Sunday Night Football. Two teams, and if you just sort by their last five games, they've been playing really well. They both had terrible starts to the season. That's the Minnesota Vikings heading to Denver to take on the Broncos. Feels like Sean Payton's finally got this team moving in the right direction. 5-star, 4-2 over their last six games. Your thoughts here when the Broncos host the Vikings?
I like where the Broncos are headed. Sean Payton is so bells. You know, I've watched him a long time and rooted for him, you know, when he was coaching the Saints. He really tried to punt these guys' season. It started at the beginning of the year when he did that onside kick as an ode to himself and just gave away a touchdown that the Raiders ended up using to beat him with. But after he saw that Caleb Williams wasn't that guy, man, you've seen it's been a whole totally different product coming out of Denver. Me and my guy Dame, the gambling guy, were together watching the Monday night game. We were the only ones in this cigar bar that had the Broncos, man. We had a money line and for the game. I had first half money line. Denver's starting to play better, man. Sean Payton is a really good coach. He's not going to go out sad like that. The only way they were going to have a terrible year was because if he wanted to for draft purposes. But, hey, Russell Wilson is second in the league in passing. He's had a bounce-back year. It's going really under the radar, but Russell Wilson's playing well. It's no way I'm taking the Vikings to travel to Denver and to win in that altitude. Denver's back. Denver's playing well. And still, at the end of the day, I know everyone loves the aeronautics engineer at quarterback for the Vikings, but he still was a backup and been traded a lot of times for a reason. So give me the Broncos.
That's right. And competing for the top story in the NFL this year, it's either the play of Josh Dobbs or Houston Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud, who will host Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals. Five-star, this was a tough game for me. I feel like all my numbers that I compiled for the season so far are useless when it comes to the Arizona Cardinals because they have their dynamic leader back at quarterback. And I'll tell you what, it's only one game, but he doesn't look like he's lost a step at all. Do you think the Texans can cover this 5-point spread?
I'll be on the Texans, but you know I've said a lot, spread, over the past couple of years that I couldn't wait to see I got Kyler Murray without Cliff Kingsbury. We know Cliff Kingsbury is so bad, he made Pat Mahomes look bad in college, you know. So we already see what type of player Pat Mahomes is. And, hey, man, Kingsbury runs a too loose of a ship. The type of guy that Kyler Murray is, his dad, Kevin Murray, should have went to the pros. He just was in a bad time. He led A&M in passing yards for a long time, held a lot of the records there. And he, you know, raised his son to be a great quarterback, a great competitor. His dad actually still is a great quarterback whisperer out there in the Dallas area. Kyler Murray is the best quarterback we've ever seen come through the state of Texas. You saw that he got out of dysfunction when he was under Texas A&M and Kevin Sumlin. Went over there to OU with Lincoln Riley, won the Heisman. I think we're going to see the same type of difference that he's going to get with Gannon. Gannon is a really good coach. I don't know why all he's talking here to thinking that Arizona's going to punt on the season and just all of a sudden like, oh, we're going to suck and get rid of Kyler Murray. For what? You have a top quarterback in the league. He's just been injured. I think a lot of the stuff that's coming out in the media is from the media and not as much from the Bidwell family. And out there in Arizona, I really believe that they like Kyler Murray, and I think he's going to do well with Gannon. For this game, though, I like the Texans at home. The Texans are the better team this season. Arizona 0-5 on the road this year, and they're 1-3-1 against the spread. The Texans have been lights out. They're 3-1 in their last four games. They're also 2-2 against the spread at home. And overall, they're 5-4 for the season against the spread. I just like where that offense is going. I also look to the over on this game. It's pretty high, but the Texans are opening up the offense like that. Slovak's doing a good job, and CJ Stroud is grasping the whole offense. He would really be the MVP if he wasn't a rookie, spread. But give me the Texans.
Five star. I got to add one thing to what you've been saying here. You want to know how you can tell the sports background of the media person you're listening to?
How's that,
person
spread?
Who grew up competing never tanks. Person who's been in the locker room, coached the locker room, mentored players, never tanks. You know who likes to tank? Everyone who learned sports through playing PlayStation and building their franchise, right? And hey, I did it too, right? 30 years ago when Madden came out, I made the Raiders the champion every single year. Nobody tanks in real life, and anybody advocating for tanking doesn't have any serious experience in the locker room. Had to get that off my chest because to me, it's just such a way. Anyone who's advocating for that, they haven't spent serious time in the locker room. Let's go to the game of the week and two teams and two coaches that will never tank. And that's Nick Sirianni and Andy Reid as the Philadelphia Eagles travel to Kansas City to rematch the Super Bowl on Monday Night Football. Five star, this line used to be 3. Now it's 2.5 right now with the Eagles taking a little bit of money. I think if you shop around, the 2.5 and the 3 are going to be available all week. So it's pick your poison on whatever side you like. Which side would you recommend?
All day, I got to go with the Eagles first half. Nick Sirianni is known for a fast start coming out. That's what he does. He scripts his first 15 plays really well. And also, we got to think about motivation factor. I think that the Eagles feel like the Super Bowl was kind of robbed from them, even though we agree that that was a holding call on Bradberry that should have been called by the refs. We didn't want the Super Bowl to end that way, and I'm sure that Philly is wanting a little, you know, get back, and they get a chance to do it at Kansas City in front of their home crowd. I think a fired up Eagles team wins the first half. I actually got a bet with a friend of mine to do 50 push-ups straight with oil on us with no shirt if the Eagles don't cover the first half. So the Eagles better cover the first half. All right, spread, what you got for the people on the ball and parlay? You're 11-2, man. You've been amazing. Keep it up.
All right. Yeah, we have a lot of fun picks that we talked about earlier. I'm going to go back to a game that we talked about, and I know I keep going to this team, but it is the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I think a reason that we're getting value on this team is if you do statistical modeling, which I do, but I'm not a slave to it. They're not going to like the Steelers, right? The Steelers have been outgained in 9 games. I'm sure this isn't news to you. If you consume NFL content, you've heard that before. But the strength of my handicap is simply a rookie quarterback going against a Tomlin-led defense with the balanced defensive line. Since Cam Hayward's been back, the Steelers defense has been able to stop the run without getting that run game going too hard on the rookie quarterback. I know Kenny Pickett's not the next coming of Dan Marino, but he's better than Robinson. Go ahead, give me the Steelers to win in Cleveland.
Okay, so you heard that. Spread's going to stay on the money train. He's been smoking hot. We got a guy actually, Cito Wright, that owes Spread a pretty big tip.
Yes, sir.
Cito told him to follow your play at the book. And, hey, man, I think he slammed for $40,000 on the Steelers last week. So we're going to make sure that he gets over a Venmo to my guy, Spread a Stare. All right, who you got, Cino?
Speaking of that, man, guy came up to the window and he was like, "You've been on fire lately." I say, "Nah, it hasn't been me. It's been my guy, Spread. You should definitely take the Steelers." What's crazy is he laid the 42K down. He went up to his room. He never came back down. When he got back down, he came. You should have seen him. He was still sweating. He was like, "No way, no way." And he tipped all my writers, of course. But, hey, yo, my guy, Spread, his stats up there real, real nice. You know who you are. But five star. We're going to keep this streak rolling, man. We're going to make it 3 in a row real quick. We're going to jump over to the NFL. We're going to ride Monday Night Football. We ain't did a primetime game yet. So I'll take the Kansas City Chiefs money line against the Eagles, man. I think Patty Mahomes get the job done.
All right. Me and Dame once again have a bet on that one. I got the Eagles for the first half, so we both can win. So, you know, I got to win because I'm not trying to be oiled up doing push-ups with my shirt off right now, you know. But let's get to my ball and parlay, man. I'm going to go back to the college slate, man. Hey, I'm trying to clean the board and go 5-0 on college this week just because the naysayers You know, I got to do it for the haters. All right, man, we're going with the Northwestern Wildcats at home versus Purdue. Got a short number, got a 3, but I really trust the Northwestern coaching staff a little bit more than I trust the first-year head coach for Purdue. Northwestern won at Wisconsin last week. They're looking good. They're trying to become bowl eligible. Hey, great job by that coach after a very shaky start to the season with the controversy going on with the hazing situation with a longtime head coach, Pat Fitzgerald. All right, man, so I think Northwestern gets it done at home. They get bowl ready. Hey, guys, the football season at least is winding down, but, hey, we don't stop, man. We do this year-round. For sure, college basketball, NBA, we're going to be on all of that. So even though football's slowing down, we're getting to the end of our favorite sport to bet. Hey, there's still money to be made. That completes episode 12, episode 12 on the Wagering World, man. And as always, this episode is dedicated, man, to my father, John H. Lindsay, the greatest Houston sports fan I know to walk this earth. I do this for you, Dad. Hey, follow Cino at Cino Royale. Follow Spread at Spread Astaire. Follow me at 5-Star in Vegas. Spell out the 5. Hey, next week is Thanksgiving. I don't think we'll be here. I think we're coming back the week after when we bring in Sean King on the 3rd. If we're going to be doing some cooking and eating and enjoying our time with our family. But I will be giving out my plays on Wednesday on the bench. And maybe me and Cino will do a little quick video for you guys or something and throw it up on X so you guys can have some plays for Turkey Day. Hey, happy Thanksgiving to everyone out there. You guys be safe if you're traveling to go see family. Remember, these holidays are for one purpose and one purpose only. That's to spend time with your loved ones. Make the best of it, man. Make the best of it. Hey, I'll see you guys after Thanksgiving. This is The Wagering World.
And break mirrors, swept our feet, and cops never came near us. Stepped on cracks, all the black cats fear us. What you scared?
I'm some shit, so what's the nigga up in the fear? It's fear itself. I ain't scared of nothing on nerve but myself. My only fear is fear itself. I ain't scared of nothing on nerve but myself.
Teach us to care, then not to care. Teach us to be still. I fit exactly what T.S. Eliot was spitting. Trying to snap the curse like the Red Sox went in. Dog is more on my brain than these waves spinning. 5-0 smoke my little bro, he live by the steel. That Rick and Morty's code, they had to saw his hand from the wheel. Life ain't a game, but in my world it's still a no deal.
Are you tired of feeling like the underdog when it comes to personal injury cases? Level the playing field with the Rodney Jones Law Group. Our team of experienced attorneys will fight for your rights and help you score the compensation that you deserve. Don't gamble with your future. Call the Rodney Jones Law Group today at 832-37-RJ-LAW. Again, that's 832-37-RJ-LAW. And get a winning legal strategy. Call Rodney Jones Law Group. We're on your side. The only sure thing is we win.
Are you sick and tired of living from paycheck to paycheck? Looking to take control of your financial future? Whether you're a full-time entrepreneur or someone looking to add passive income, Laptop Lifestyle Global is the ultimate guide to embarking on the lucrative path of affiliate marketing. Laptop Lifestyle Global will connect you with a group of experienced, successful entrepreneurs that created an innovative but simple system that unlocks the secrets of affiliate marketing by eliminating the complex technicalities of expensive ads, time-consuming blogs, and annoying social media campaigns. Our group of experts will guide you through every step of the way on your road to passive income and financial freedom, ensuring your success in the online business realm. Entrepreneurs are on standby right now. Visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. That's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. And for a limited time, all ESPN 97.5 listeners receive a priority discount for joining. Just visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Again, that's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Get on the road to financial freedom now.